Blog Talk Radio.
Born in a competition with a feeling that something's missing. Bred in a corn addiction with a synthetic composition. On the brink of a civil war or the forming of one religion. I wonder what came first, dinosaurs or Darwinism? Pledging allegiance to a flag since elementary. Writing curses and curses and casting spells, stung by the spelling bee. And they say, congratulations, you graduated. From slavery to paid slavery, you actually made it. Here, take this gown and cap and wave it. Like a celebration of going to school just to get a job to paper it. Like a nation that traded its minerals in exchange for paper payment. Here, these are your gods, you have to praise them. I wonder who we worship if we weren't captured and traded. Consider this my affidavit. Yeah, it's the ruling class here to rule your ass. Prescription drug thug, cocaine mule your ass. Agricultural skills sure would suit your ass. But they say, living off the land is a useless path. Here, work for dead presidents. Food your ass. Any revolutionaries, they remove your ass. Fast, click, clack, quick blast, in a flash. Whiplash from the kickback or the impact. Put the shit back. As long as my head is intact, I be as political as I want, cause I get taxed. Nah, this ain't no fucking diss track to diss track. A useless chit chat and syntax on whose ass is this bad and who has the sick tag. Who's batting this average? Compare his passes to his passes. It's a thousand sports channels. You can get this package or this package. Who's this savage? Hey, let's compare your emotional baggage to my emotional baggage and see who calls each other bitch bastards. Haters go out their way to fuck up my day. But I ain't even worried about your bitch ass. And it's quite the optic, hard to take your eyes off it. They make the sky toxic, prescribe the antibiotic. Make a high profit, divide the margin. You could die off it if you do, they hide the autopsy. What the fuck are you supposed to do? More gallons in your kosher food. What the fuck is even kosher food? Third generation crops won't produce. Be careful who you keep close to you. I'm from Atlanta, but shouts out to my Oakland crew. They say Bobby Ray the older you is overdue. I say, hey, sorry, I got a little caught up exposing truths. I used to think, what will Hova do? Now I think, what the fuck will Macho Man and Hulk Hogan do? Now if Steve Austin was America and The Rock was Afghanistan, then Russia and China would be Triple H and Illuminati would be Vince McMahon. Now when the haters are the Undertaker, the crowd doesn't stand a chance. When the international bankers are walking through the stands, slide your ass in Zan. You think you a fan, but you really just a lamb. Niggas start trends every day, but don't ever get no pair of Vans. What the fuck is in advance? Niggas live on color people time. What the fuck is in advance? I don't fucking understand. I just want my fucking band. I'm a walking, talking human conundrum, like a Muslim going ham, looking for the promised land. False stories of Christopher Columbus holding Pocahontas' hand. Black history is the shortest month. I just hope you understand when the native Indians don't get shit, but Thanksgiving and some yams, like, here's a few casinos, huh? Sorry we took all your land, huh? Well, let's just move on, because America's great. Man, I fucking love it. Democratic or Republic. Lightning rod, change the subject. All of these religions, I'm glad I found one. All of these beliefs, and mine's the right one. Trying to process all of this info you hide from. So you wait the fuck up, I don't need your advice, son. Question where religion condition your mind, hun. Whatever's prohibited, I'ma defy them. The smell of freedom is making my eyes run. To authority, I'm the antithesis. I'm not a pacifist or a philanthropist. And I ain't got all the antithesis. I just got a louder mic and better stances, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? What the fuck you think goes on at schools you send your kids to? What the fuck you think they serve for lunch? What's on the menu? That's my only ratchet shit is what these kids is into. A language comprehensible. Friends do what they friends do. People act for fucking hard, but really they just gentle. Psychological children, grown-ups with issues. Grown-ups with children who grow up with issues. Cancer tissues, abandonment, misuse. Subliminal marketing, screaming, here, let me fix you. I have the cure. I have the remedy. I am the savior. I am not the enemy. But give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Everybody's in debt, but this is a free country. They dock your pay. What a mockery. Why you on the clock? Hickory dickory dockery. They want cable. They want coffee. They want comedy. Anything to take their mind off being property. Trying to say it properly. Working on my tax, but I am the anomaly. They know I'm the shit like an ileocolonoscopy. They know I'm the shit by just looking at my discography. They know I've been sent to awaken this idiocracy. Mass media, hypocrisy, turn into a worker bee. Harvest a honey tree. I'm just being honest, B. Mother Earth quakes underneath. Father sky up above the sea. God the Father, the sky. Son of God, the Son. Amun-Ra, the eye. No more a man, no more folded hands. Goodbye. Adios. Au revoir.
I got that song in my head, Deep Divers. It's a song called Where Do the Children Play by Cat Stevens. If you haven't heard it, go and listen to it after this video. Because with everything that's happening with this global pandemic, it got me asking, like, where do the children play? Because they can't mix with other children, social distancing. Like, a lot of children are living in a whole new world. Like, where do the children play? And so much is happening right now on the planet, Deep Divers, and it's time we all ask ourselves what's really going on, because the cat down the road really wants to know what's really going on. But before that, let's just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. I hope you're raising the frequency. I hope you're raising the vibration. I'm sending you all tons of good ass energy today, Deep Divers. Take that, take that, take that. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful Deep Divers, we are out here in the mysterious art gallery. I'm so Picasso. Now, I hope you're taking care of yourself, Deep Divers. I've got a lot of information to share with you today. So, pull up. Grab your notepad. Actually, scrap that. Just listen, Deep Divers. So much is happening on the planet. We've just had the Great Conjunction. The energies are intense on the planet. A lot of people can feel them. And so much is happening right now so fast. I just read a lot of countries are closing schools. And now children have to get used to home learning. Okay, that's the big theme. So what we're seeing, do you remember, Deep Divers, when children used to dream about having school off? Now it seems like children don't go to school anymore. Okay, that was like my biggest dream. I hope school gets cancelled. Well, it's been cancelled. And it seems like we are having one holiday after another holiday. But what is this telling us? What does this mean symbolically? When schools are closed in the Matrix, it now means a new education is being born. A new form of learning is being created because the old way wasn't working. This entire matrix is collapsing. That's what's really going on. It was built on a house of cards. That's why it is falling apart as I'm speaking. Their time is up. The inorganic ones, it's over. What we are seeing is the collapse of an empire. So, while it might seem like a sad time, no, this is a great time to be alive, because what you are witnessing is a new earth emerging out of an old one. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? What's really going on? I hope you're taking care of yourself. So much is going on, Deep Divers. And when you tune into who you really are, you can see exactly what's going on. You can see that it is the end of authoritarianism. It is the end of that. The ruling oligarchy who have ruled over humanity for thousands of years, their time is up. And what you are seeing happen before your eyes is the last grab for power. With the Great Conjunction, we are moving to the fifth dimension, the age of Aquarius, where there will be no more secrets. And that's why what seems like a bad thing, COVID-19, has actually been humanity's greatest wake-up call. What? Slow motion this side. What is really going on? We are now starting to see behind the wizard's curtain. We are now starting to realize that actually this matrix is on its way out. That's why it seems like the world is ending, because it is. Their world is ending. Shout out to all the chosen ones. Our world is just beginning. What's really going on? Someone asked me, Ralph, I love your videos, but please talk about this film, Songbird, because they're talking about COVID-23, okay? And they're like, oh my gosh, Ralph, I saw the film, please talk about it. This is what Hollywood do. And this is what's really going on. Let me explain, deep divers. It's called thought magic. You see, they tell you what they're going to do in the films. And they have you focusing on that reality. And if enough people focus on a reality, it actually ends up becoming a collective reality. So they put things in films and you're like, oh my gosh. And if enough people give their energy and attention to that thought, it ends up manifesting. Predictive programming. So when they show you films of people going into camps, you don't want to just focus on that, because if you do, that will create a collective reality. So the solution, now you can practice thought magic. Only focus on the world you wish to live in. Let me repeat that. Only focus every single day on the world you wish to live in. I'm enjoying myself, deep divers, okay? People are like, Ralph, it's going to be so ugly. They're going to put us into camps. They're going to take away our children. It's going to be 1984. Not for me. I'm going to be in the fifth dimension, baby, saying, feel so good to be alive, baby. Why? Because that's what I'm focusing on. You have to realize your thoughts are the building blocks of your reality. So, don't get consumed by the fear, the new strains everywhere, right? No. Focus on love. Focus on the world you wish to live in, because now you take back the power. You see, they want you to be focused on the doom and gloom. They want you to feel like a victim, because when you feel like a victim, you feel powerless to your own reality. When you feel like a hero, you realize you can manifest the reality you wish to live in. So always remind yourself that they put things in the movie so millions of people can focus on it and then create the reality they want. That's how the inorganic ones have been controlling humanity for eons. So we have to reverse that. We have to now only think of the world we wish to live in and visualize it every single day, and it will manifest. That's huge, okay? What's really going on? We're also seeing on the planet a dulling of the senses, okay? With a lot of people. A lot of people, you're now starting to see how easy it is to control an entire population. I told you in March, it's called Simon Says. Do this, everyone does it. Wear a face mask, everyone does it. Get the drops, everyone gets it. But now the veil is being lifted in the matrix. A lot of people are starting to realize there are levels to this shit, deep divers. There are also different levels of consciousness. And a lot of souls that are incarnating into this 3D are new souls. And when you are a new soul, you believe everything and anything. But when you are an old soul, you are not easily fooled at all, because you trust yourself before you trust anybody else. So we are also seeing that this is the greatest opportunity for humanity to wake up. Because a lot of people are experiencing this gigantic awakening. We've had the Great Conjunction, but also, what is the catalyst for awakening? What is the catalyst for a dark night of the soul? Pain, suffering leads to people to wake up. When people have everything taken away from them, they start to wake up and think, and that's what's happened. We've been on a ride for a long time as humanity, going around the roller coaster. All of a sudden, it's come to a grinding halt. And people are like, hey, I want things to get back to normal. No. Now you have to start asking, what's really going on? Who stopped the ride? How come I can't travel? Why do I have to wear a face mask every single day? Why are my freedoms being taken away? So all of this questioning leads to a greater awakening. And that's what's happening with millions of people. This is the greatest opportunity for humanity to free themselves from the chokehold of the inorganic ones. And it's happening. Why? Because more and more people every single day are choosing love. Like the wonderful Isabel said, they are afraid of love because love creates a world they cannot control. What? Slow motion this side. Yikes! They are afraid of love. They are afraid of love because love creates a world they cannot control. And more people are moving to love. More people are letting go of fear. And that's why they got to frighten more and more people. Fear is the only currency they have. Their greatest power is your fear. Their greatest fear is that you wake up to your true power, and that's what's happening. And that's why you're hearing the talk of new strains here. And there are going to be more and more new strains in the up and coming months, mark my words, just to create more fear. But a lot of people are starting to speak their truth. They're trying to censor all of us. They're trying to hide the truth from all of us. But guess what? You can never hide the truth, because it's always there. And it will come out eventually. What's really going on? The truth, which has been suppressed for thousands of years, and this is the good news, is finally coming out. Finally rising to the surface. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. Because the more they try and censor people, hide information, the more obvious it becomes. So rejoice, humanity. We have already won. It's over in this matrix. Their time is up. And that's why what you are seeing is the last grab for power. The hidden hand, which has been controlling the world for eons, has been revealed. The hidden hand, what I call the four-headed beast, government. We are supposed to be governing our own minds. That's why government means governmental. That's how they control you, government. You are supposed to be your own government. 2, man-made religions. 3, entertainment. 4, the educational system. They've used these four tools to deceive humanity, to lead humanity astray. And what's happening? You are seeing a breakdown of these four devices they have used to control people. It's all falling apart. It's all breaking down. And anytime you see something breaking down, it's because a breakthrough is on the way. And the hand has been shown. We can see their cards. We can see the hidden hand. Everything is getting exposed. And that's why it's not a sad time. Because in the end days, the hidden will come to light, and that's what's happening. A lot of people are saying we ain't having it. People who would, they would have never have said that, but they're now standing up because they know the severity of what's happening. That actually, it's a daylight robbery. They are trying, keyword trying, it's not going to happen. They're trying to rob us off our humanity. To be human means to be humane, which means to have compassion for all life forms on the planet. I was in a hotel. A friend came through. I was trying to help them with their luggage. The guy said, hey, you can't go there. And he told me, he said, like, I know this is so inhumane, but these are the orders we have to follow. Doesn't make sense though, right? And they're trying to rob you of your compassion. They're trying to rob you of your freedom. They're trying to rob you of your humanity. But now a lot of people are now holding on to their humanity more than ever. Like, more people are uniting with everything that's happening more than ever. So it's actually backfired, and that's what's really going on. And mark my words, in the up and coming months, you're going to see more people furious about what's happening out in the streets, protesting, saying we ain't having it, because being free is our birthright. What's really going on? A worldwide mass awakening. That's what's really going on. Humanity has been asleep for far too long, and now it is time to wake up. And we are waking up, all right. we are waking up, all right, right? Because we're starting to see that everything we thought we knew about the world is up for questioning. We're starting to realize that everything we thought we knew is a big fat lie. And now it's on us to create the new earth, because the people we gave our power to, yeah, they failed us. And now it's time for us to lead ourselves out of bondage. And I told you, everything is symbolic. Now it's back to home learning. No more school learning. I used to work in a school. It was terrible. Actually, it was okay, but then I got my ass out of the matrix and it was even better. But that whole theme of home learning, now we have to do for self. We have to stop relying on people out there trying to save us. We are the ones we are waiting for, and we have to save ourselves. And that's what's really going on. We've got to remind ourselves that with everything happening on the planet so fast, a lot of people are overwhelmed. And what's really going on is that this is the greatest test, the greatest challenge humanity has ever had to face. because now we have to ask ourselves, how is our mental health? Our mental health is at stake because a lot of people can't breathe. Woo! They can't breathe. And I'm going to breathe in that, woo, good ass prana, baby. So whenever you are confronted with a big challenge, like uncertainty, like, gosh, it seems like we are in a massive maze right now. How are we going to get out of this? That's actually your greatest learning curve. We're learning more about ourselves. And what's really going on is that now people are now forced to look within themselves because out there is not so pretty. The illusion is breaking down. The veil is being lifted. And it's time to really remind ourselves that we've been here forever, and we are going to be here forever. This global pandemic is not going to stop us, because human beings are one of the most resilient beings on the planet. We are reminding ourselves of how strong we truly are. Despite they want to lock us down, take away our freedoms, people are still standing strong and speaking their truth, even if their voice shakes. Congratulations, okay? What's really going on? A rise of machine. Rise of machines. Elon Musk said, you are already cyborgs. And we are slowly seeing transhumanism play out before our eyes. We're slowly seeing many human beings in the Matrix merge into machine. And we're seeing it. At the same time, we're now seeing that this is part of their plan, the inorganic ones, because that's where they live. They live in the artificial world. We live in the real world. We are more powerful than technology. So what's really going on is that a lot of people are starting to say, actually, what's my screen time? I've got to start reconnecting back to nature, to having a more organic life, rather than being with a machine 24/7. They want to replace humans with machines. But a lot of people are waking up and saying, actually, we ain't having it. A lot of people are starting to value human beings more than ever. It's happening. What's really going on? An attempt, I say attempt because it's not going to happen, but there's an attempt by the inorganic ones to delete self-respect. I was walking around with a mask one time just to enter a shop, and I'm like, this is demoralizing. Even the cat down the road was like, oh my gosh, Ralph, I gotta breathe in that good ass prana, baby. That feels right to me. A lot of people have been led into a massive experiment. And a lot of people have deleted their own self-respect. Now, with the Great Awakening, a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I want my self-respect back. Oh my gosh, I want my self-value back. What else is going on? They are trying to delete community with social distancing. How can you be social and distant at the same time? It's an oxymoron. But everything is in reverse. They trick you with the words. So a lot of people are like, actually, we need community right now more than ever. And it's happening. Millions of people worldwide are banding together. They're standing strong. And they're like, hey, we are here to make the world a better place, to spread love and not fear. So it always works in our favor. What's really going on? We are seeing a return of the golden age. At the start of every golden age, you had golden ages in ancient Kemet or Egypt. At the beginning of every golden age, you have a destruction of an old age first. And out of that is birthed a new golden age, when everything crashes and burns. Something beautiful arises out of that. And what is that? The truth. And this is why we are at the beginning of the new golden age. We can't go back to the old world because there is nothing to go back to. What? Slow motion this side. Yikes! We can only move forward. We can only look up. We can't go back because there's nothing to go back to. A lot of people are realizing that. Taking their children out of schools, homeschooling them. It's the exodus. A lot of people are like, actually, I need to live in tune with nature. 7-day vegan challenge. I have to grow my own fruits and vegetables. I've got to start respecting that I live in an ecosystem. I live in an ecosystem, not an ego system. So this is a massive wake-up call for all of us to realize that. It is the great reset. And whenever you have the great reset, everything goes back to its authenticity. We can no longer pretend or fake it because we can now see the truth. It used to be cool to act like you don't know what's going on. Now we can't do that because it's arrived at our doorstep. Now we all have to realize that, hey, I have to free myself. I've got to free my children because they are worthy to live in a world where they can play. So where do the children play? Oh, we got a lot of beautiful nature for them to play in. Because in the new world, there are waterfalls, oceans, dolphins, mermaids, little Samba baby, and also Ralph Smart saying, "Feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello?" And Deep Diver's just doing this. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. I love all of you, Deep Divers. Always remind yourself, let love guide you, not fear. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the magnificent good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you are a sexy ass model, woo! With a whole lot of heart, who knows what's going on, and you want to model the clothing, well, go and buy some. Let me know why you have what it takes, okay? Add me on Instagram, Deep Divers, for more daily inspiration at Official Ralph Smart. That will change your life. And also Facebook at Ralph Smart for more daily inspiration. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more beautiful, soul-nourishing, life-empowering information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. And at ralphsmart.com/the book. They are afraid of love because love creates a world they cannot control. And where we are moving to is a world they cannot control because love is at the forefront. Have a beautiful day, Deep Divers. Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. Yo! Let me just, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Make sure you're doing that today, Deep Divers. I love all of you. Peace. Beautiful deep divers. Can you hear those birds? Like, I keep saying thank you to the universe because I don't know what I did to deserve this, deep divers. I'm in like in the fifth dimension every single day with, okay, a group of birds just flew over there. That's pretty pretty. We got the cat down the road over there, deep divers. I'm in a good mood. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. I hope you're taking care of yourself, deep divers. I hope you are raising the frequency. I hope you are raising the vibration. I'm sending you all tons of good ass energy today. Take that, take that, take that. The fifth dimension, it's here. It's about to get epic. Now, I've spoken about the fifth dimension, deep divers. And we enter the fifth dimension on the Great Conjunction, December 21st. And that's why a lot of people, despite what's happening on the planet with a lockdown, with the COVID-19, a lot of people are having a gigantic awakening. And it's because we are entering the age of Aquarius. We are entering the fifth dimension. Some people are already there. Shout out to all the chosen ones. They've already been there, deep divers. They've been waiting for us to catch up. And right now, a lot of people are like, Ralph, how do I know if I'm in the fifth dimension? Deep divers, we got a whole lot to talk about. Let me just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. My favorite place, okay? How to tell you are shifting and entering the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is here. It's about to get major. It's about to get epic. A lot of people can feel the shift happening right now on the planet. And it's a kind of weird feeling because so many other things are happening at the same time. But I'm here to remind you, right now, if your eyes are starting to open to a greater reality, congratulations. If you are starting to realize there's more to life than just paying bills, congratulations. If you're starting to realize that actually, I came here for a supreme reason, my life has meaning, congratulations. If you are starting to look at this matrix like it's a complete joke, like what on earth is happening, congratulations. If you are starting to realize that this entire world is a stage, congratulations. Now, we were all born into the 3D. You've heard me say there are levels to this shit, deep divers. There are also dimensions to this shit. And when we talk of the fifth dimension, what am I talking of? I'm not just talking about a physical place out there. I'm talking about a state of consciousness, a state of self-awareness. And people who enter the fifth dimension are free in body, mind, and soul. You see, I liken the 3D to a caged bird. And I liken the 5D to a free bird. The 3D is limitation. It's the concrete jungle Bob Marley was singing about. The 5D is the rainbow. It is a place where anything is possible. It is freedom and love. It is a place where there is no limitation, and the possibilities are endless. Okay, you're getting excited right now, and we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? What's going on in the matrix, Ralph? It's a complete joke. A lot of people write to me about that. Like, I can't believe what is happening on the planet right now with lockdown, like the way human beings are living. Like, if you can see that, that's a sign you are entering the fifth dimension, because some people are totally okay with a new prison. And some people are like, actually, I don't vibe with this frequency because my frequency is higher than the present situation on the planet. Consciousness is awareness. And as you rise in awareness, you rise in consciousness. As you rise in awareness, you enter different dimensions because it is infinite. You can't pretend anymore. That's how you know you are entering the fifth dimension. A lot of people, we were all born in this matrix, deep divers, pretending. Okay? We would sometimes say, I'm fine. That's fearful, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. No. You know you are entering the fifth dimension when you can't fake it anymore. When you speak your heart and mind, when you aren't into pretending. You can't wear a mask anymore. Because you want to breathe in that good ass prana, baby. You can't wear a mask anymore. In other words, you can't wear the persona. Because now you have transparency. That's what the fifth dimension is. There are no more lies, no more secrets. Everything is out in the open. And that's why when you meet someone who's living in the fifth dimension, in a state of awareness, they have this authenticity that draws you to them. They have this purity that draws you to them. A lot of people are starting to wake up fast. In the fifth dimension, you are in a constant state of awakening. Your eyes are being opened to new opportunities, new possibilities, new realizations. What you thought you knew is now up for questioning. You're in a constant state of learning, expanding. The fifth dimension is expansion. The 3D is contraction. And that's why a lot of people can't breathe in the matrix. They feel like they're in a prison planet. And that's because that's what the 3D is. It's slavery. The fifth dimension, on the other hand, is freedom. And those that truly resonate with being free, and those who are protecting their freedoms, those who value their freedoms, are now entering the fifth dimension, because that's what it means to be in the fifth dimension. It means to be free. We're separate all around, right? In this matrix, in this 3D. You got countries against other countries. You got travel bans right now. You've got countries closing borders because of separation. That's what the 3D is. Now, separation is the greatest illusion ever created. In the 5D, you recognize that, and therefore you help your neighbor. In the 5D, there is only unity. In the 5D, you're not afraid of someone else because you are a part of them. What? Slow motion this side. The word interconnectedness. That is the theme of the fifth dimension. Like, if you've seen The Cat Down the Road, Deep Divers, and you're like, oh my gosh, The Cat Down the Road is a part of me. If you can't hurt like an ant or a spider or a fly, you can't hurt a little insect, because you're like, if I hurt that, I'm hurting me. If you can see how you are connected to everything in existence, you are entering the fifth dimension. Congratulations, and it's about to get epic. You see, the problem with the matrix, the problem with the 3D, is that people feel like they are separate from everything else, and that's why people suffer. Separation is the root cause of suffering, and the theme in this matrix right now is to isolate, be isolated. And that's why a lot of people are suffering in this matrix, because we didn't come here to be isolated. We came here to be part of a tribe. You see, in Africa, they would always say, it takes a village to raise a child, deep divers. It takes a village to raise a child. You see, we are all interconnected. Now, let's also talk about the fifth dimension. How do you know you are entering the fifth dimension? Let's talk about it. If you have the three C's, what are the three C's, Ralph? Clairvoyance, which is clear sight. If you can see the media and you can see the lies, the BS they're spewing at you, congratulations, you are entering the fifth dimension, okay? My mentor said, Ralph, believe nothing of what you see and only half of what you hear. I said, pardon me? I don't believe that. That's half. You see, you start to become more clairvoyant when you are entering the fifth dimension. You can read people's energy. You can see people's auras. And this is why people who are in the fifth dimension become more intuitive. Their intuition grows stronger. They say, Ralph, I've got a feeling about something. And they're always right because they are allowing their heart to guide them. In the 3D, many people are left-brained, logic. I have to see it to believe it. In the 5D, you just have to feel it to know it's there. What? Slow motion this side. So you trust yourself. You trust the universe as well. When we talk of the 3D and the 5D, it's so easy to fool people in the 3D because they only focus on what's happening outside of them. Oh, I like that. In the 5D, you can't fool anybody. You can't fool anybody because they are having an inner body experience. They are going within. Therefore, they are becoming self-governing. They are becoming the masters of their reality. And that's why it's so powerful right now with a great conjunction just taking place. This new energy we are entering, this age of Aquarius we are entering, where the hidden is coming to light, where millions of people are waking up and allowing love to guide them, not fear. They are no longer being fooled. They are, in other words, no longer drinking the Kool-Aid. They are lifting the veil of illusion and now seeing the truth. And when that happens to you too, you are now entering the fifth dimension. Oh, baby! Also, clairsentience. You have clear feeling. And also clairaudience, clear hearing. You can hear things other people cannot hear. You can feel things other people cannot feel. You become more sensitive to the world around you. And that's why if you're in 5D and you see what's happening to the planet right now, you're like, oh my gosh, people are so out of balance. They are living in a prison. But if you're in the 3D, you would think there's nothing wrong with what's happening. In the fifth dimension, you take your heart there, but also your brain. You have a perfect balance between logic and creativity, between left brain and right brain. It's a total fusion. You have whole brain functioning. Whereas in the 3D, people are only predominantly left brain. In the 5D, they are left brain and right brain. They got the best of both worlds. And that's why when you are in the fifth dimension, you become everything. And you can see things in so many different ways. You see, a lot of people cannot think outside of the box. A lot of people in this matrix, they are not open-minded to say, actually, what on earth is going on? No, in the fifth dimension, your mind stays open. Because you always want to evolve. You always want to learn more. Deep divers. I realized that I had outgrown this matrix, deep divers. It's like this matrix is a cage. And when your wings get bigger, you're like, let me out. And then eventually you just break the cage and then fly. That's what the fifth dimension is. If you are outgrowing this current system, Babylon is falling, it's all collapsing, the matrix is over. If you are outgrowing this system to say, actually, the way we are living is not supposed to be how human beings are supposed to be living. We are supposed to be living in tune with Mother Nature. We're supposed to be walking barefoot. It's called earthing. That's the fifth dimension. When you are getting right with the planet, when you're getting right with yourself. And if you feel like you're outgrowing this current matrix, congratulations, you are entering the fifth dimension. If you have outgrown it in the way you think, the way you behave, the way you treat other people, if you are becoming more human, you're entering the fifth dimension. If you are becoming more cyborg, you are being trapped in the 3D. And that's why I told you, they want a world without touch, no feeling, a world without smiles, no meaning. And to a lot of people who can see through this illusion, congratulations. Come and join me. Let's have a little samba, baby. Let's party. The fifth dimension, it's here, deep divers. It's about to get epic. Why? Because all lies have an expiry date. And a lot of people have been seeing these signs, the 1111, these reoccurring numbers. A lot of people have been also having a lot of synchronicity. It's increasing. They think of something, then it appears. And they're starting to realize that everything in the universe has a mathematical design. The universe is divine mathematics. Therefore, nothing is random. And when you begin to realize that the universe is divine intelligence, all you have to do is get right with the universe and you free yourself. If you are starting to realize that you are a multidimensional being having a human experience, welcome to the fifth dimension. Because if you solely identify with this physical shell, you're stuck in the 3D. And that's what they want for people, to only think of themselves as just a body. No, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. We are literally stardust. If you realize that, you're entering the fifth dimension. If love reigns supreme in your reality, welcome to the fifth dimension. If you are casting out fear, welcome to the fifth dimension. If you realize that you have to do everything to help you evolve physically, mentally, and emotionally, if you are eating foods that help to nourish your soul, plant-based foods, congratulations, you are entering the fifth dimension. McDonald's 3D, a delicious guava smoothie, 5D, because now we're eating to live. We're pro-life. We're not against life. Ooh, I like that, deep dive. If you really want to know if you're entering the fifth dimension, ask yourself, am I free? And ask yourself, am I protecting my freedom? In the 5D, you always put your freedom at the forefront of your life. Many people in the fifth dimension reject authority. Do you know government means governmental? We are supposed to be governing ourselves. The problem with the world is that we have allowed strangers to tell us what we can and can't do. Stop allowing strangers to tell you what you can and can't do. If you are now becoming a co-creator of your own reality, welcome to the fifth dimension. If you are now becoming a sovereign being, a kingdom unto yourself, welcome to the fifth dimension. The great Krishnamurti said, have you ever wondered why we have leaders? You are supposed to be leading your damn self. Oh, baby. If you're having a lot of fun and know you came here to do what makes you happy, you're living in the fifth dimension. I want to tell you, deep divers, there is a great awakening happening and the resistance is growing stronger. We can see through the lies of what we're being told about this whole global pandemic. And a lot of people are standing up and saying, we ain't having it. And I'm saying with them, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you are a sexy ass model, woo, who lives in the fifth dimension, who wants to model the clothing, well, go and buy some. Let me know why you have what it takes to model the clothing, okay? Add me on the verified Instagram page, Deep Divers, at Official Ralph Smart for more daily inspiration, and Facebook at Ralph Smart for more daily inspiration. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. Ultimately, in the fifth dimension, you let love guide you, not fear. Have a beautiful day, Deep Divers. I love all of you. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You! Of course, in the fifth dimension, all you're doing every single day is just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. And my, oh my, that felt good. Have a beautiful day, Deep Divers.